You are listening to the Lads After God podcast, a podcast for ladies and lads who are adamant on following God and His ways in this modern world. I am your host, Blessing Mashilani, and I'm pleased to have you here. What is up, beautiful people? It's your boy Blessing, and welcome back to your favorite podcast, the Lads After God podcast. It's a Sunday afternoon, and you know what they say about Sunday afternoon and Christian singles. It's yeah, oil and water. They don't go hand in hand. So I just thought, let me do something productive. Let me record a YouTube video. It's been a while since, yeah, we recorded a YouTube video, and I'm super glad and super happy to be afforded this opportunity. Yeah, we know how life can get so busy and how life can get so hectic, and one moment you feel like you're in control, you're on top of the world, and the next, wow, hardly even getting by. But we thank God for the good days, and we thank Him all the same for the bad days, because it all works together for good. Today I don't have a long episode in store for you guys. I just have a scripture reading. I recently shared something on my Instagram, which was just an affirmation which came to my heart, and the affirmation was just that my frustrations are not alien to God, meaning that God knows about my frustrations, He knows about my anxieties. I think it's 1 Peter chapter 5, which says, cast all your anxieties upon the Lord. He actually knows and He cares about those things that I'm going through. Some of them I cannot even bring to words. I cannot describe them. If I were to tell someone about them, they'd say, hey man, you're just making this up, it's all in your head. And but He knows and understands, and He knows where I'm coming from. So the scripture that I want to read, it's actually found in the book of Jeremiah. I think it's actually a well-known verse. Jeremiah, I think it's 33, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, Jeremiah 33, verse 3. I'm sure if you are someone who reads your Old Testament, you'll know this verse. This is the words of God spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. He says, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and shew thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Oftentimes, it gets to that point in our Christian walk where we feel like our prayers are falling on deaf ears. Where, yeah, you've been praying about something for so long, and you've run out of vocabulary, you've run out of words, you've run out of patience, and it gets to a point where you think, God, you know, you're almost like, God, can I assist you with this? I think if we could just do this, if we could just do this, if I could just do this and do something maybe unethical, I'll get to where I need to be and where I need you to get me to. It gets to that point in our walks, and I just want to assure you as you're watching this that your frustrations, your anxieties, those petitions that you have in your heart, those things that you wish for yourself, they're not alien to God. God knows all about them, and God has the solution for them. I think it was Pastor Rick Warren who once spoke this word, that God is never late, never early, but He's always on time. And I believe that that petition that you have in your heart, that cry, I think the psalmist says, I love the Lord for He heard my cry. We all have this pertinent cry in our hearts. It could be regarding anything in your life. I just want to assure you on this beautiful Sunday afternoon that God has your answer. He has your answer. Your answer, by the way, it might not come in the packaging that you ordered, but it will come. It will come. And when it comes, I promise you, it will be like a dream. So yeah, guys, that's just what I wanted to share with you guys, that it is coming. Continue crying unto God. Continue talking to God. Sometimes it gets to a point in our prayer lives where, because we feel like there's a backlog of answers which we are waiting for, we're like, okay, let me stop praying and wait for God to answer. But I think our attitude or our heart posture should be that before God answers, let me thank Him. You know, if you laid your petition to God, start thanking God and say, God, thank you for my breakthrough. Thank you for my answer. Thank you for, you know, for the deliverance that I've ordered. So yeah, since we are done with the churchy stuff, I think we should just do a just one, you know, catch up, just to catch you up with where I've been. I just want to share, you know, this funny ironic thing. I think it actually goes hand in hand with what we're talking about today. There was this moment I remember, if I remember vividly, this year, where was when I used to live in Mokopane. I was like in this room of mine, and I was like, God, seriously, I cannot see myself actually finishing the year here. And I had so many aspirations when the year started, and I still do, by the way. And I was like, God, I don't know how, I don't know when, but please help me out. If this is what you want for me, okay, I understand. But I definitely, I can't say I was happy, but I just was content that, you know what, I've always paid for a job, and I had a job, and but I just wanted, you know, just greener pastures. But I kept, you know, nagging God about that, and kept nagging. And it gets to a point where God finally answered. And when he did, I was at the point where I couldn't even feel like, you know what, am I thankful enough? You know, is this really happening? And obviously I'd pray and say, God, thank you for answering. And but it gets to a point where it's almost like a dream, you know, and you're like, God, is this really happening? So surreal. And but that's the reality of the God we serve, that he is well able to do exceedingly. God just doesn't meet our expectations of him. He exceeds our expectations, and he definitely exceeded mine. And I'm trusting that as you're watching this, whatever expectation you have of him, continue trusting him. And last night I read the scripture where this is the words of Jesus, who says, if you love me, you will obey my commandments. Many of us are looking for answers. We're looking for Christ to come through for us with the answers, with the blessings, with the healing, with the promotions and everything. But are we obedient? Do we actually love him? It's so painful. My mom, I hope she's watching this. Growing up, I remember this one time she said this words to me. She actually was full vulnerable with me. She said, you know what, Chofa, that's what she calls me, Chil. Every time you come to me, you're always demanding. You're always demanding. But do you ever invest? Do you ever, you know, are you obedient? Do you listen to me when I tell you to do stuff? Do you listen to me when I tell you to do your chores? Do you listen to me when I tell you to do this and that? But whenever you need something, it just has to be an urgent matter. You want it and you want it now. And everything else must stop until you get the thing. And at that moment of time, I just thought my mom was being dramatic and everything. But growing up and having the hindsight, I realized that that's actually how we treat God. You know, when we are in a corner, that's where we remember him and say, God, please come through for me. But when things are good, and when life, you know, is serving us, you know, good stuff, we hardly ever remember him. And even his word, we hardly ever read his word and meditate upon his, you know, commandments. So that's just a check, a self-check that we all need to do, that let's not just request, let's have time to, you know, deposit in terms of just saying, God, speak to me. What is it that you require from me? And that, like the, you know, this, the Bible says, let's seek ye first the kingdom of God. We have to have a moment in our lives where we are seeking God, actively so. Seeking him, seeking to fellowship, seeking to read his word, seeking him through prayer, seeking him through, you know, sharing our testimonies with others, you know, talking and fellowshipping with others, either be it online or on Sundays or at cell meetings and things like that. You know, just seeking, actively seeking God. I think that's where he takes pleasure and says, you know what, my child is being obedient, my child is actually seeking. And I promise you, those who seek God will definitely find him. And I promise you, an encounter with God will definitely change your life. It will change your situation. Remember the word again, Kana. You cannot expect yourself to invite God, invite Jesus or invite God into your situation and not expect something to change. You know, I promise you, when Jesus was invited to that wedding in Cana, you know, they didn't think that they were not expectant of a miracle, but because it was Jesus there, they received their miracle. So with you also, when you invite Jesus in your life, where you actively seek him and you delight in his ways. When you actively delight in the things of God, that's where he takes pleasure. And I promise you, that's where your life and your heart will be fertile soil for a spiritual blessing. And that spiritual blessing will shine through in your life and you will be, you know, like perceivable and physically. So I'm leaving you with those words. Let us actively seek God. Lads and ladies, up to God. This is the 6 months of the year. Next month, we entering into the second half of the year. And I believe that there's still more to come. I still maintain that this is the year of eating. And whatever you've been trusting God for, trust him to provide. Trust him to come through and meet you at your point of need. I love you so much. Thank you so much for watching. May God bless you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Lads After God podcast. To get in touch, do follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram by searching for Lads After God. We are looking forward to hearing from you soon.